RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what is the whole deck with galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today joining me from Nomad Outdoors, Mike Tussey. Mike, how we doing, man?
Doing great, brother. Doing great.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did. You got it right.
There you go. There you go. All right, so before we started recording, we had a 30-minute episode of trying to get this damn technology to work, and just by, like, literally, we were getting ready to walk away from the day, and it happened. And so now here we are. So
yeah,
so
we got to figure it out.
We got all the hard parts done. Now we just got to talk business here. So Mike, today the goal is to talk about Nomad, talk about the brand, the in the use or in the field use, the everyday application of the brand and the clothing and the apparel and all that stuff, and get into all of that. But I think we'll start with this. What is your role within Nomad?
Well, this is actually my second stint with Nomad. I started out as a community marketing director, taking care of pro staff and all that. Uh-huh. And I left for a few years, ended up with gigs at Apex Ammunition and Shin Clothing. And then they called me back in August and asked me to come back. They were trying to relaunch the brand and revive it, and always open for a challenge. So I've been back August 1st for a year. And we're getting things back and rolling with Nomad again.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Nomad has been around for a while, right? When did they launch?
Well, we started it out, actually, the parent company is called Marilina Outdoor. So Marilina came about with the founders. Several were from Maryland and several were from South Carolina. So they came up with the name Marilina and actually started the Hook brand first. So if you've seen Hook Fishing, that is our sister company. That is the mega giant that runs everything for us. And Hook is doing fantastic. And Nomad is the little brother. And we're picking up and running with it now. So it actually started in 2014 with the Hook brand. And then in 2015, we launched Nomad. That year.
Okay. So Hook started off first and then Nomad was close behind.
Correct.
Gotcha. Correct. Okay.
A year later.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. That's all my oldest son wants to wear now. So we got him as Hook. Like he's so into fishing right now. And, he's all about wanting to get like Hook brand shirts, and he's got the dad, I gotta have the mask that matches the shirt so the fish can't see me if I'm, you know, I'm like, come on, bud. But anyway, he's sold on the hook product. So that's, I don't know. He loves that fishing. So it's good to have a brand that matches his enthusiasm. Is what I'll say.
The Hook brand has just absolutely taken off nationally, and it's crazy. I mean, I can remember the first iCast show that we did in Orlando with Hook, and people were just amazed that, you know, they come in and you see the first year company and how we were just going out there and branding everything right there at the first iCast show. And then we came out at 2015 and did the same thing with NWTF. It's kind of where we launched our brand for Nomad. And since then, we've been to every NWTF show. And, we kind of own the turkey hunting market, I feel like. And we're, you know, expanding it, you know, back into whitetail and really working toward the Midwest and back to the East is where I think is that's our heat map for us.
Yeah, absolutely. When you guys were sitting around and having this conversation about, hey, let's introduce, and I'm talking as far back as 2014, like when Nomad was just an idea and it really wasn't a product line yet. You know, what were the conversations that were being had at that time about what does this clothing pattern need to look like? Who is our demographic? How are we going to launch it? How are we going to get information from the consumer back to us to maybe change prototypes? Like, what was going around? What was the conversation on your guys' round table there?
Well, at that time, I don't know if you know Jason Hart. Have you ever met Jason?
I don't think I have.
Jason was one of the founders, a huge hunter, best friends of mine. Jason and I actually met back in 2006 when he was at Under Armour. So the way Nomad got founded was there were several members of the founding team that actually worked at Under Armour. And they were in the outdoor division at Under Armour at the time. Jason was the national sales manager for the outdoor division at Under Armour. So Jason and I were good friends. And the way we had met was I actually have a hunting business in Florida, too, called Osceola Outdoors. And Jason had brought several people down from Under Armour down to hunt with me, hunt turkeys. So that's how we had met. And basically, the brand was focused around turkey hunting to begin with and then expanded to, you know, the whitetail market. So everybody that, you know, there, we were all hunters and putting it together in the field, Had a great sourcing guy named Gabe Nassar who helped us out. He's the guy who goes from here to China and across, you know, the globe and finds the right products for us to use, the right materials. And we put some great clothing together from the beginning. You know? And so it was just hunters deciding what kind of clothing that we wanted to wear and what other people would want to wear.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, yeah. And so that was like a group of you guys said, well, I think this is what we would like. Maybe this is what other people would like.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. We took it. We expanded on, you know, some of the stuff that actually Under Armour had had in their line. We expanded to it. We took some other ideas and put them to, you know, to use and created products that we're still using today, you know, from there, which we have just reinvented some of them and made them better. Better materials have come along, and the clothing is great. I mean, it's if you wear it, it lasts, and it's fantastic products.
Yep. What were the first couple products that you guys way back then brought to market first?
Yeah. So like the shirts, we took the ideas that we had from the hook fishing shirts and turned those into hunting shirts called the Pursuit shirt. So they were vented, you know, some of the very first vented shirts to breathe in the back and help you, you know, to, I guess, you know, sweat coming off of you and all that.
Yep.
So the products came, you know, from, you know, ideas at Under Armour. They came from ideas at the hook fishing, and we took those outdoor products from hook fishing and expanded them into Nomad also.
Gotcha. So, so that's like lighter weight, breathable type material. Okay.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Lighter weight, breathable material, pants that had nice stretch in them, you know, making sure that we had articulated knees, making sure that we had the crotch correct, you know, from the waist down. So just little things like that, that when you're bending and you're moving in the woods, we were just looking at every little technical aspect of those pants to make sure that, you know, they didn't cut on you and squeeze and, you know, do that part of it. So it's, there was a lot of, you know, thought process going into each piece, and it still does today, you know. So, you know, today we're still producing products that we'll take out in the field first and try them out, and if they work, they work. If they don't, then they get axed, you know.
Yeah. So when you guys started going through the process, I mean, because you could be a hunter down in Florida and Georgia, and then you could be a hunter up in northern Wisconsin. Right. We are talking about a gigantic range of temperature. Right. And so was this going to be like, did you guys have an idea of, hey, is this just going to be a couple camo pieces that is going to be like transition, like crossover from the woods to your everyday life? Or were you guys thinking, hey, we want to put out a set that people can hunt in and have layers and jackets and all that stuff? So walk us through what your guys' path was there.
I mean, you know, collections is what we thought about. You know, we're going from early season to mid season to late season with our collections. So lightweight gear to begin with, hunting in, you know, September bow season. And then you have the mid layers, you know, for base layers and doing that. And then we have one of the best outfits that we've, I think, ever produced was called the Harvester. And it's a collection of pants, jacket, vest that we put together. It's even got gloves, hats to go all with it. And it's a Berber fleece, a lightweight Berber fleece that is perfect for mid seasons. And, you know, you can wear it out and get temperatures in the 30s, you know, and awesome, awesome gear. And then we have other pieces in our lineup called the Cottonwood, which is a heavy Berber fleece material. It's similar to, I guess you would say, the Sitka Fanatic jacket and that stuff, and that high Berber fleece poly, you know, pile in there. Really, really warm. It's got a zipper that goes up the sides, so you can still keep your kangaroo pockets and keep your hands warm. We have that in the lineup. We have another outfit called the Conifer Collection, which is waterproof. It's got waterproof zippers. It's got a DWR finish. It's got a layer of waterproofing in it, windproof. And that's probably our most extreme, you know, set of gear that we have. So,
all that's right now.
Right now, correct.
Okay.
Some of those even started, like the Harvester. We've had that into the collection since 2016. So, and what we have done each year is try to make it better. We've kept the name because it's been very popular, but we've added, you know, different layers of material to it, DWR finishes to make it waterproof, you know, and so we just try to create better products each year.
Gotcha. And I want to talk about that. I want to stay on a timeline here and kind of get into some of this stuff here in just a second. But I kind of want to go back about like and talk about. So something happened with Nomad where you guys launched it. As far as I'm concerned, I never really felt like Nomad fell out of any spotlight. Per se, I can remember it being huge into the industry. You know, some of the bigger names were wearing it that people follow and things like that. And then you kind of mentioned earlier on about like a rebrand or possibly giving a little bit of a rebirth to this brand. Did it fall off, or what kind of happened to warrant you guys all of a sudden going, hey, we need to rebrand and start from scratch?
Yeah. COVID really, it crushed us, you know, in the 21, 22 there. Our supply chain got hammered, you know, just about like everybody else. Yeah. You had, you know, containers that went up in cost from, you know, $6,000-$7,000 to $27,000 to get a container, you know, shipped from China over here. Mm-hmm. Then they were sitting offshore, you know, in Los Angeles at the port, and there's strikes going on and everything else at that time. And it just really cost us with a lot of the big box stores with not being able to deliver at the time. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that really hurt us at that time. But we've taken care of all those, you know, problems. Yeah. COVID's gone. All those issues are past us now. And, you know, so I think that was the one thing that really hurt us. We did not survive COVID, I believe.
Yeah. And that's crazy, because if you had your inventory there and ready to sell, I mean, you talk to some of these brands and they had their best years ever during the COVID months. Yeah. And then through supply chain issues, the other half of the people struggled and suffered because they weren't like, I know some electronics or some trail camera companies really struggled in that time as well to try to make sure, you know, oh shit, I can't get stuff in. How am I supposed to run a business if I don't have any product to sell? Like anything overseas manufactured struggled at some point. So,
yeah, no, I mean, when you're dependent on, you know, manufacturing in China, Asia, you know, where we're at mostly, and we've tried to take care of that problem now because the tariffs have actually come in and started putting a bite into profits and that part of everything. So we're moving some manufacturing around, you know, to cheaper tariffs and to other places. We're in Guatemala. We're in Vietnam now. I'm doing it on that way. Colombia is another country that we're moving some stuff to there and having things manufactured there. So I think as long as we disperse our manufacturing across, we're not going to have those issues anymore. We'll be able to, you know, find places that can deliver great products, you know, for us.
Yeah. Is that hard to... This is something that like all of them, I know my t-shirts, I have a kind of a side company that I have, and I know my t-shirts are made somewhere. They're not, like, I don't even know where they're made actually, but I buy them wholesale from somebody here in the US. I get them screen printed and then I sell them. Right. So, how do you guys manage quality when you have to go through multiple countries or go through some place that you can't sit and observe every single day?
Yeah, now we actually have one person on our team that actually will go to China with the sourcing agent. So Stephen, he'll make trips back to China. They pick out the exact materials that we want, you know, and mm-hmm. we get samples in to make sure that everything is correct before we put it out there in the market. So the big thing is making sure we get the correct samples in, everything's right before we say, okay, it's time to buy and put that buy in and have the products produced at that time.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So COVID happens, the brand takes a giant dip. And now a lot of people say, okay, well, we're either going to sink or we're just going to start fighting. Okay. And it sounds like you guys made the decision to kind of start fighting. What was it like getting this brand out of its hole and then not only telling the like the hunting and the outdoor community that, hey, we still exist, but then convincing the box stores, the retailers, all of those people that, hey, we've got our problems fixed. We want shelf space back in there now.
Yeah, now that's been the tough part right now. And so, you know, hiring a rep group to help you out and to push the products out there. So we've got a very known rep group now going out and helping us pushing the products and getting them back out in the stores. Making those relationships, you know, with guys that like at Sportsman's Warehouse, you know, with me and another guy from Sportsman's Warehouse, the buyer, we spent time in a camp together this spring in turkey hunting, you know? And so you make those relationships and you show them the product and you show them in the field how good those products actually work. You know, they wear them and they love them themselves. And so those buyers decide, okay, we're going to purchase products and we're going to put them out there in our stores, you know, for the customers. So that's a big part of it is, you know, just the relationships in the industry with the stores, with the mom and pop stores. You know, there's people that I can call on today and just say, hey, guys, you know, how's it going? What's being said about our products? And those mom and pop stores will tell you exactly that. Okay, no, we had somebody bring something back in. They didn't like the zipper on a pocket. So you've got to go back and you got to fix it, you know? So. Yep. Little things like that. Like it might've been a chest pocket where the zipper was 4 inches and it needed to be 6 inches. And so we fix those problems, you know, daily. And, you know, the next year it's fixed.
Yep. I gotcha. Cool. Cool. Yeah. All right. So with that, there's also cause I feel like before Nomad was strictly camo, strictly outdoors. And now it seems like you guys have been pushing a little bit more into the lifestyle side of things as well, based off of just the visual that I'm seeing on your guys' website here. So talk to us about like what your goals were now and what you're looking for as far as who your demographic is maybe for the new relaunch.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you think of a hunting brand, you're selling camouflage clothing. Yep. So you're boxed into fall by usually there when September, October, that everybody is looking to purchase camouflage.
Right.
So then in the spring, here you go again, you're going February, March, April. So you've got all those down months. So we have to create, you know, a buzz and sell lifestyle stuff to fill in the void on those down months where actually sales are not there, you know, your summer months, you know, your winter months, and doing that right before Christmas. So we decided to go into more of the lifestyle stuff. I've got a shirt on right now that we call it a Hollis shirt. It's pearl snap woven, very, very comfortable. We're doing a series of those. We got other lifestyle shirts and prints, turkeys on them. We've got some oak leaves on one shirt. Then we even created a pant, which I love the pant, called the Rendezvous pant. It's a cotton canvas pant with a spandex in it. So it's 98% cotton canvas, and then with 2% spandex, it creates a great stretch. So when you're bending down and you're working, and you know, you think of whitetail hunters and all the work they do before the season. Are they always wearing camouflage out in the field? No, most of the time it's like blue jeans or something. So we're trying to create, you know, lifestyle stuff for these guys who are out there doing things before the season starts. Yeah. So we've created a great pair of pants. We've created some great shirts to wear at that time too. We've even got some boots out there called the BA Crossover Boot, which is a leather deck boot. And then we have those also in Bottomland and Greenleaf to wear, you know. So we're creating lifestyle stuff to fill the void of when turkey season or deer season's not around, you know. So it helps us in sales. And it also helps us market everything as, you know, as a complete brand. We sell camouflage and we sell lifestyle stuff.
Yeah. And I think that's the key, right? I think there's, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there, brands. I know some brands got it earlier than others, but I don't care how, like, I don't care how passionate you are about the outdoors. Some guys just don't wear camo to church. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so they're looking for, you know, hey, I want to support this brand, but I also want to not wear camo sometimes. And I think when you have something like that, it's guys will buy it.
Yeah. Especially because you do get loyal customers, you know, that, hey, they love the brand. We're going to buy Nomad. And oh man, you got lifestyle stuff now. And we've seen that, you know, a couple of our influencers that I've got, you know, they're wearing it, like you said, wearing it to church and wearing it everywhere. And so people are seeing Nomad now tagged on lifestyle stuff. And the sales there are really starting to pick up for us. And we're going to continue and come out with more stuff this fall with lifestyle stuff, solids in jackets, solids in pants, you know, to where you keep the same fit, you keep the same materials that you have in camo, but you just create a solid in it and it creates a lifestyle piece that people love.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, I'm looking at the pattern itself, okay? Does this pattern have any specific, is it just a pattern? Is it just a camo pattern? Or is there any like science? Like, you know, some of these brands say, hey, dude, we got this digital pattern. It's scientifically proven. Or is it just, it's just a camo pattern. What's the deal here?
Well, we're married right now to Mossy Oak Camouflage. We have an exclusivity agreement with Mossy Oak that the only camo that we're putting on clothing is Mossy Oak camo.
Gotcha.
So new for this fall is we're bringing back an old pattern, which it seems that vintage stuff is come back to the market. Everybody wants vintage, you know? So we're bringing back a pattern that Mossy Oak brought out in 2002 called New Breakup. So New Breakup was actually the first pattern that took sticks and limb camo to a next level. They took photography in there, put it in there, and it basically, man, it just, it's awesome looking, you know, to when you think of all the drawings that, you know, it would happen for camouflage patterns. Somebody just drew sticks and leaves, and that's how they did it, you know, to begin with. And now you've taken a picture of something, you digitized it, and you've created a great pattern. And that's what Mossy Oak did with New Breakup to begin with. And so we're relaunching that pattern this fall, and we're going to have it and Bottomland as our top sellers for the fall. And then in the springtime, we have Bottomland and Greenleaf camouflage for the spring for turkey hunters.
Gotcha. Yeah. So if we're going to sit here and say, like, who do you envision? Who's your market? Because just from a 10,000 foot view, I look at this and I go, hey, this is a Southern brand.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the kind of the way we have started. I mean, you know, people were from South Carolina. You know, I grew up in Kentucky. I live in Florida now. So, as we started, we were turkey hunters, you know, and that's kind of how we got going. And we're moving through now, and we are trying to base our demographic on the Midwest and the East and take our clothing to those hunters, the turkey hunters, the whitetail hunters. And I'm just basically just leaving the West out right now. You know, I think our demographic is the Midwest and the East. And I think that's where we have to take the brand to and cater to those people, you know, and what they want. So that's why we have the lighter weight clothing. And then we have the different layering that you come up with and then the collections of warmer clothing that'll fit anybody who's hunting in the Northeast or to the South.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will say this, I'm looking at your guys's website right now. Are you guys in the process of updating it with some of the newer, like the newer the products?
Yeah. Okay. So everything right now. So if you look at fall products, so let's just think about the buy, when you put a buy in for clothing. So the buy went in for the fall. It went back in probably in November, December. And so we get samples in, we okay the samples, and then the manufacturers go ahead and they produce those. Mm-hmm. Now you're looking at another 30-day window from shipping time from Asia back to the States and then to get in our warehouse. So if something's usually shipped, you know, in late June, early July, we'll have it 1st of August, mid-August to have it and start putting on our website. Well, okay. All of our fall product is supposed to be what we call WIP dates. It's supposed to be in our warehouse August 1. Gotcha. And then so everything would come live usually about a week later that we would take everything and put it live. Anything else coming in a couple of weeks later on our webpage, we would put coming soon, and those products would be coming in a couple of weeks later.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Because I'm looking right now and it looks very heavy turkey.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what we run that and the lifestyle stuff through. And then everything will get changed. You know, photo shoots have already happened for the fall. You know, we did those back in January with samples that we had. We'll continue doing lifestyle shoots, photo shoots, and getting content for our social media, all for our, you know, for our webpage there, Nomad, you know, Outdoor. And put that all on there. So, you know, we get plenty of content throughout the year. But the big thing is to get those samples in and then, you know, get that photography at the right time in the year.
Gotcha. Cool. Cool. All right. So fall camo, you talked about the camo itself. Now we're the layering system. So are we going to have everything from base layers? Like, what are we? Are we talking cotton? Are we talking not cotton? Are we talking wool? Are we talking synthetics, insulation layers, all the way up to the outer shells? I mean, are you guys having all of that?
Oh, yeah. No, we have all that. We've got two sets of base layers, one called a cottonwood base layer, which is basically synthetic Berber fleece. And that's our heavier base layer. And then we have a merino wool base layer. I think it's 180 GSM, which is the weight of the fabric. And that's, I love merino wool. And if you've worn merino wool, you know how warm it gets. It absorbs the sweat, stays warm. You can get it wet and it still keeps you warm. So we have the base layer in there. So we have that. Like I said before, we have like the Harvester series or the mid layer stuff or mid season stuff. And then we have cottonwood and conifer, which is our late season gear for, you know, those cold weather times and stuff. And you match that up with a great base layer, you're going to stay warm, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So full lineup ready for hunters of all weather conditions and regions of the Eastern Midwest and Southern parts of the nation. Okay. Now let's get into the lifestyle. Okay. Talk to us a little bit about what you guys are going to be offering from a lifestyle standpoint. Where the ideas for the shirts, the t-shirts, like who that is targeted for as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have a good lineup of graphic t-shirts. Those are on sale at Bucky's. We've got Bucky's right now as one of our lineups, you know, for our stores that are selling graphic t-shirts. So you can go there. The graphic t-shirts, you know, they're basically targeting every single hunter out there, you know, that you've got a t-shirt on now that says Vortex. So, you know, we have those t-shirts that say Nomad. They'll have a good catchphrase on the back of them or a scene on the back. And so we're trying to sell those as branded shirts, you know, so you have images all over the country for somebody wearing a t-shirt, you know, that says Nomad on it. Yep. So we take those and put those out there. We have things that we have taken out of the hook lineup that have been proven and put those into the Nomad lineup as actual lifestyle clothing that, you know, people wear because Hook has become a lifestyle brand in itself. So we're borrowing pieces from there and putting those into the Nomad lineup now. And then those are doing great. We have just like a fleece vest that you wear. It's, you know, just a great lifestyle piece. The woven shirts like I have on now, fantastic, you know, materials and things that create a good looking shirt. Like you said, you could wear to church, you could wear out in the field, you know, wear out to dinner with your wife and that. So the lifestyle is something that we're expanding on, you know, yearly now and trying to get it out there. We've taken the Harvester jacket, which is a camo jacket, and we put it in a solid, great looking piece. You know, it'll be one piece I'll definitely wear, you know, won't wear it much in Florida, but when I go north, I'll have it on. So, it,
yeah.
So we're just expanding the lineup, like you say, and going and taking some ideas from our Hook brand, putting those into the Nomad brand. So proven ideas and put them in there, and they should be great products for us.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
So this rebirth, people are starting to get excited. What are you guys doing as a brand to generate this new excitement for the brand?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a tough part. I mean, we're pushing everything we can on social media, creating buzzes that way. NWTF, we had a big presence at NWTF in February. We'll do that again this February and create that buzz for the Turkey Hunter and get that out there. The relaunch of New Breakup is our main focus for the fall. So we're taking that. We're partnering with Mossy Oak and doing some things with them for this fall that, you know, we'll show everybody again that New Breakup is back in the lineup, and we brought that vintage pattern back that people loved, and they'd stopped doing it I think in 2006, so it was out there as a mainstay for like 4 years. And if you're familiar, you know how camo brands go. They put a brand camo pattern out, take it away, bring another one back. But now, you know, the scene is let's bring back all these old vintage patterns, and that's kind of where we've gone. We've taken heritage of the vintage Mossy Oak patterns and brought that into our camo patterns, or our clothing that create, you know, technical pieces of gear. So we're taking old and bringing it in with new and creating a great heritage for, you know, the whitetail hunter and the turkey hunter in the East.
Yeah, man, that's good, man. That's good. I will say that it's funny how closely camo patterns kind of relate to what's going on in fashion, right? You look at it and,
oh yeah,
you know, camo serves a purpose out in the woods, but it also kind of serves a fashion purpose too for people. And it's cool to see like the style and the way that people dress kind of go back, you know, a generation or so. And now you're starting to see a style. Like I can remember when I was in college, like bell bottoms for girls became really popular again. Mm-hmm. And now you're starting to see exactly what you just said. Yeah. And now you're seeing the vintage camo replace the technical camo again.
Yep. So along with that, so what we have done is brought a new line collection called Rubline, and it is cotton canvas and spandex. So everybody loves the old cotton that fades, you know, I still have some that I had for 20 years ago that I'll wear every now and then. Yep. So we brought that Rubline collection in. It's a series of pants, a field shirt, bib overalls, and a bomber jacket that we're actually bringing back. So you're bringing back all those old styles, but you're also taking some of the, you know, technical aspects of how the new layering is put together. You may put a windstopper in there. You may put some nice polyfill in there that'll create warmth and stuff for you.
Yep.
So you're putting all that together in, you know, a Rubline collection that probably looks like it sold in the early 90s.
Right.
And now it's better than what it was in the early 90s. You know, so you're doing that. We've also got one shirt that's fantastic. I about took the only sample we had and brought it home with me the other day. It's called Beauregard, and it is
the material.
My mind, it's the material. It's old. I'm trying to think what it is, and my mind just went totally blank on that one.
Not but spandex, is it?
No, it's not spandex. It's corduroy.
That's corduroy. Holy cow.
Corduroy hadn't been around for so long, I forgot the word.
Right. Yeah.
So we have a corduroy shirt that is fantastic. It's so soft and feels great, looks great, you know, and we're doing that in Bottomland. So that's going to be, I bet that sells out quick. Yeah. It's like a short we had in the springtime that we sold out. We took a swimming suit that we took off from the hook line, put it into
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Nomad Line, put it in Bottomland and Greenland. They sold out so fast, it was ridiculous. And now we finally got the Bottomland back in stock. We just got those restocked the other day. So we do have Bottomland back in stock for that swim short for late summer.
There you go. There you go. You guys are on a mission. It sounds it sounds pretty cool, man. I'll tell you what, like everywhere you go, especially, I know in the South, but even up here in the Midwest, there's people wearing camo all the time. And, everybody wants to be part, like another company that I feel is doing a real good job of that right now. And that you said is Vortex, right? Of making a lifestyle out of their brand. And you guys seem to be doing that as well. So, so you've already kind of mentioned that somewhere around August 1st is when you're going to start seeing all of the, products on the website.
Yeah, we'll start doing some teasers coming out on social media and email blast in July here. Toward the end of July, we'll start pushing that out there, you know, teasing that the new breakup is coming back and that part of it. And then actually on the webpage, I believe right now we have set for August 11th as our launch date for everything being on the website. And then coming soon would be August 20th. The rest of the products would be there. And that would take us into the fall with all of our new products.
Gotcha. What does the next 5 years for Nomad look like? Like, do you guys have a trajectory that you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, no, I've got a whiteboard. And on that whiteboard, there's all the way up to 2028 with new product ideas. Mm-hmm. So we'll jot on a whiteboard exactly what new products that we have, you know, ideas for and coming up with those ideas and pushing them forward in samples and see if they work. And if they work, then, you know, you project them forward down the road.
Hell yeah. So, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I guess we'll just say, you know, if you want to go check out what they currently have and obviously go follow Nomad Outdoor on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media platforms. Also go check out nomadoutdoor.com. And then you can check out everything that they have there. And that's where all the new stuff is going to be dropped as well. Mike, Really thank you a lot for taking time out of your day to hop on here and educate us about Nomad, and good luck with the rebirth, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for having me, and always a pleasure to be doing, these things with you. So look forward to doing another one sometime.
There you go.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task, unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.